This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Commissioners will be meeting in a few hours here at 8 a.m. today, Thursday, July the 30th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve a contract for a controller administrator, as well as reach an agreement on updating dispatch phones and receive park and recreation updates. Commissioners are also expected to approve contracts for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and review the County Road Commission regarding the abandonment of a road. To attend the meeting virtually, you can join via Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions given there. And another news for today. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and the Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarship Fund announced the recipients of the 2026 Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarships. Since the year 2000, the Michigan Youth Livestock Scholarship Fund has awarded more than $992,000 in scholarships and educational awards to outstanding young people who have exhibited at premier livestock events in Michigan. This year, the fund dispersed $60,250 worth of scholarships to 41 Michigan students, including three from the Thumb area, a $1,500 scholarship to Brady Sharbrowski of Sanilac County, a $1,000 scholarship to Emma Knoll of Sanilac County, and a $1,000 scholarship to Grace Shoup of Huron County. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. School resource officers from across the state of Michigan are in Saginaw Township this week for the inaugural session of a new tactical response training program focused on school safety. The three-day School Resource Officer Tactical Assailant Response, or STAR, course is being held at the Heritage High School through a partnership between the Saginaw Township Police Department and the National Association of School Resource Officers. Developed with the High Threat Training Group, the program is designed to prepare officers assigned to schools in order to respond quickly and effectively to any active threats on school campuses. The training includes tactical response techniques, scenario-based exercises, decision-making under pressure, de-escalation strategies, and the instruction on the appropriate use of force in rapidly evolving situations. According to the NASRO, the course emphasizes solo officer response, recognizing that school resource officers are often the first law enforcement personnel on the scene during a critical incident. And another news for today. There are three candidates vying to be on the Huron County's Huron Transit Corporation Board. Huron commissioners interviewed John Stapleton and Bill Goretzky during Tuesday's commission meeting. Commissioners asked them to explain their background, qualifications, and experience that would qualify them for the position on the board. Stapleton was born in Canada and used to own a trucking company, so he is familiar with Department of Transportation rules. Stapleton got the commissioner's attention when he expressed concerns regarding school districts using the transit service to pick up and drop off students. He explained that the county's buses did not have the red flashing lights and other safety measures that regular school buses do. And because of that, Stapleton says he believes being a bus service for schools could be a liability if a student were to be injured or killed. According to Goretzky, he feels his experience of working in the transportation section of the North Huron School District will serve as a boon. He started as a bus driver and worked his way up to be a supervisor of the department before retiring. He noted he thought the new transportation garage would be a good fit for the department's operations once it was finished. The other candidate for the position on the board is John Botis, who is scheduled to be interviewed on Tuesday, August the 11th, during the next commissioner's meeting. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.